Brian Nickel walks through what's left of his grandparents' garage in Greer.
That might be good stuff.
He's helping his mom, Barbara, salvage anything worth keeping.
As you can see, there's nothing left of it. We lost the house and the garage. The four cabins that we have that we rent survived, as well as the trailer spaces that we have right down here.
Nickel's parents bought the home 40 years ago. It contained a family keepsake dating back to Arizona's territorial days.
This is an old bell that came from my, great-grandparents. Sorry. Anyway, my parents wanted to make sure we got it. It came from the old Canoa Ranch in southern Arizona, and it did survive, so I'm picking it up and making sure my parents get it back.
There's not much left at many of these homes that were burnt by the Wallow Fire. Picture a house with no walls, only the chimney, and the burnt contents inside. We're talking appliances, a water heater, mashed up bed frames. Even nails surrounding the entire house litter the ground as if they just dropped out of the air.
Thing is this kind of stuff can be rebuilt. Luckily, it wasn't worse. There's a lot of homes still standing, but a small area right on the seaside got charred, but it could have been a lot worse if you look at the valley.
A half mile away, Pauline Merrill washes the tables and chairs on her restaurant's patio. It's her first day back since being evacuated 2 weeks ago, and she and a couple of employees are getting the Rendezvous Diner ready to open.
To me, it's not all about business. You know, it's about people, you know, making sure people are okay, where you live is okay.
The Rendezvous Diner will soon be serving its signature green chili and blackberry cobbler. Server Pauline Turk is looking forward to seeing her customers.
You know, it's a place where locals come and have coffee, and they vent, they just sit and just enjoy. They like a simple life.
But life won't be so simple in Greer, at least not for a while. Barbara Nickel describes the forest above her family's property as a moonscape.
Our concern now after coming out of the meeting last night is flooding. They're afraid that when the monsoons come, the whole mountain's going to slide down right into this area. So what do you do?
A more immediate concern is getting water and electricity restored to her family's property, so at least the rental cabins can be used. Nickel is confident Greer will bounce back.
It's going to take years. In my lifetime, I'll never see this the way it was, and probably not in my kids' lifetime, but I think the community will come together and it'll get back.
Nickel says several neighbors have already asked how they can help. In Greer, Arizona, I'm Paul Atkinson.